So what that would bring that number to is
4,644,733.
That would be 4,644,733.
Okay, and what were the other stores the discount was on?
Everything except the food.
Non-food stores over in Branson Hills. So that there were a few more than...
Same area where Home Depot is.
Yes.
And would that put us... Was there a way to be a little bit lower, just since the Walmart and Target in Branson Hills were already lower than us, and they're both... The Target was at 46.65, and we were at 48.39.
You didn't change them, did you? Mm-hmm. You didn't change the Target. The
we didn't change Target or Walmart.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you've seen their numbers. They've had record numbers recently, but anyway, that's kind of the evaluation that Joe, we have some discussion.
They basically changed just what's on the other side of the street from him, on the south side of the street from the Home Depot, which is the Pizza Hut and Wendy's.
We did not change those.
Yeah. I thought we did. Okay.
No.
Then I'm lost.
Yeah, we didn't change any eating establishments.
We didn't change.
That's right, we didn't. But those buildings are across from Home Depot, are they not?
The right.
We did change.
They're the ones in front of Walmart, the Pearl Vision.
I'm lost.
And the other ones across, which isn't there a department store over there?
Yeah, but it's all pretty much in the same area as Home Depot. Is that correct?
Correct. There were nine.
They're across the street from Branson Hills.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, same vicinity. We're coming real close right here, and that's kind of the, you know, just to be consistent across the board. And frankly, you're comparable with Lowe's. Your location trumps Lowe's due to the fact that you are in my opinion, you're on the north side of Branson. It's a little bit, yeah, you said it. You live there.
That's right.
Our resident from Hollister says it's not Hollister, it's Branson. So, we're just talking about it here and letting you know we're a little bit of a number where we're coming up with. But I will make a motion that we do what we had done consistently earlier in the day and lower Home Depot's tax valuation to $4,644,733, and this is on parcel number ending in 050.003L.
Okay.
I would second.
Seems better now.
I second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unfortunately, you don't get to vote, Dylan.
Aye.
Eyes carry. All right. Eyes carry it. And on BOE number 40, there is not really a request made here, so I'm going
to... You put an application in, so we need to either deny it or withdraw it.
Okay. Are you withdrawing number 40? Or, I'm sorry, are you withdrawing your land valuation?
Probably be easiest if you just denied it.
Okay, very good. I vote to deny BOE number 40.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. You'll be getting a letter from the county clerk's office stating your new evaluation. Hey, I appreciate your patience, Dylan. If you do, disagree with us, you can still appeal to the State Tax Commission. So.
Okay. Well, I think that they'll be happy with that, and I appreciate you looking over it.
Yep. Thanks again for your patience, and have a great night.
No problem.
Bye.
He couldn't go to the state tax commission. He voted aye also.
Yeah, that's true. We have you recorded on the internet.
Have we
done them all in?
We've got one more thing, if I can.
Okay.
In years past, my predecessor would bring the last day, if this is our last day, some errors. Splits, and what I've got here is I've got 17 condos that we did a while ago that were in our sales letters file. They were sent in way plenty in time, but we missed them, and they just need to be corrected. Some of them are condos that are not nightly rentals, so they need to go back to residential value, and some of them sent their percentages in, so they need to go down on the commercial.
Are these ones that you're basically wanting to do what they had requested? Is that what I'm
actually
doing?
I'm requesting these because they didn't get run in the book like they should have. Now, if you don't want to do them, which I don't think there's any reason you shouldn't do them, but if you didn't, I can take them to the county commission right now.
Well, yeah, but I'm a gentleman, but yeah, we denied them.
Oh. But it's cut and dried stuff. I mean, it's just we missed them. We would have done them in the book if we'd have known they were
but
there.
But, Chuck, if you're granting what they're requesting.
He can't change the tax book now it's closed. You're the only one who can change it until we close this session and then the commission reclosed. It's technical, but it's a thing.
We had some last year that we did that way.
Okay.
The top
so
one.
You can look at those if you want to.
Yep,
you can
look
just
at
just accept them.
Are they, you're recommending that we change, make the changes that have been requested by the...
That would be my recommendation.
Just go ahead and... I don't need to take it.
The people sign them, send them in. They did all their thing. With one exception, there was another gentleman that didn't see it until July 3rd, which was the deadline date. He's in there as well.
Okay, but you're recommending...
I recommend they need to be changed.
And you're doing this consistent with what you've done with the other ones, based
100%.
On their
yep.
self-reported income, basically, from the nightly rental. Correct?
Yep.
Jeff, if you guys decide you want to just start numbering those with number 41, just write 41 on the top, and then 42 and so on, and then you'll vote.
We can't just do
okay.
Exhibit A
you can do it any way you
in
want
the block.
One way or another, I have put numbers on it, but you can do that way.
If you put it as Exhibit A and stuff, it gives me more freedom to work in other stuff between these two numbers.
Okay.
This is different.
Yeah, don't
now I got two stuff. More deals. Two more.
He said one other thing, and then he said 17.
Well, there's 17 of those.
Okay.
He's handed them to you in groups.
Okay.
So there's your exhibit A. You better do that first.
Yep. All right. I'm going to vote that we accept exhibit A to make the necessary changes as requested.
By the assessor.
By the assessor. Thank you.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes carry it. Exhibit A accepted.
Thank you. I need those.
Okay. The next one, who's got that?
Got it right here.
These are what we call splits.
Thank you.
You got 40 acres and somebody sells 20 off of it, so you got to split it. Got a different parcel number. Some of them are from a beneficiary deed that came in. They were able to use original numbers, but there are changes to the parcels. I think there's six or seven of them. Our mapping gal went all the way back through them, attached all the surveys and plats and all the information. And I would
so basically just voting to
correct.
Make a new parcel number, essentially?
And some of them are new parcel numbers. some of them it's the owner of the same parcel numbers but different owners.
I understand.
Like a beneficiary deed.
I understand the split, but why is that coming before us? I don't understand that. I mean, obviously new owners, but...
We're changing the book, even though we...
Was this...
A lot of the values aren't changing. Same value, but the parcel numbers are changing.
That's what I was going to ask you. So it's 50,000, the two parcels that are together going back to 50,000.
Right.
Okay. That's an occupancy, right? Are these occupancies?
No, these aren't occupancies. We don't have any occupancies. Yep.
So they're going back together, but are you splitting any properties?
Yes.
Yeah,
some of them are split.
Well, okay, I understand that. But when was this done? I mean, was it done?
This was done after the book. We tried to get them all done before July 1st, but these are six or seven that we didn't get done. And
trust me, I've had a lot more. I've had stacks like that given to me.
I'm comfortable to say that it's accurate, correct thing to do. I mean, it's been looked through two different times.
Any contingencies with the people who are having the splits with?
I mean, they don't know what we're doing. I mean, we're just updating the record is what we're doing.
Okay.
If it was before July 1st, we'd just click the button and it'd be correct. Shouldn't be any valuation issues or anything like that involved.
If they are, they could appeal to the state tax commission because they didn't have the right to come to VOE.
Right.
You're saying it would be a direct appeal?
Yes, they would bypass you because they didn't have the opportunity to appeal. The tax book is being changed prior to VOE, so they didn't have an opportunity to appeal. We've had that happen before.
But yet we're approving it?
I'm sorry, what?
But yet we're approving it?
What I'm saying is, if any changes are done, let's say Chuck finds a property that they left a house off, and he brings it in either now or to the county commission after September 1st, it goes to the county commission, and the commission accepted that's an increase in value, and they
right.
didn't have an opportunity to come to VOE. So if the taxpayer did not have a way to come to VOE because it had happened afterwards, then they get to go directly to the state tax commission.
Okay, are any of these increases in value? You know?
I don't think so.
There's no
I'm not positive.
And will they be notified of the changes that were made?
Yes, whenever you guys are done, I'll notify them of the change. It'll show a value before and a value after. So, for instance...
Right. That's right. And they'll, so they'll have the opportunity.
Property A existed, and Tom owned property A. Now it's been split. Tom owes A, John owes B. John's now going to get a tax bill that he never got before.
Right.
Value before would have been zero. New value is going to be a portion of the assessed valuation of original A.
So you will send them a notice just like they've been denied, so
just
to
like
speak.
They've been denied or increased. You want to get a notice.
So the taxpayers, you don't have any problem, do you, as far as the taxpayers being...
I don't think I've had one or two over 15 years that have complained and gone on to the state tax commission.
So it's just something legally, because the books are closed, that you need the DOE to do those, to make those changes that have already been.
Yep.
Okay.
And
what would have hurt if it waited?
Just to explain it to you, you guys can say no. But what Chuck is going to do is to give it to me afterwards. He's going to bring it to me after the book gets converted over. And then we're going to adjust it then. But if there are any value increases or decreases, then the political subdivisions don't know what those values are.
Right.
And they're all setting their values based on our numbers. So we want them to be as correct as possible. He's not going to have anything in there that's going to change a levy. But we have had huge ones in the past that were put on and should never have been put on. He doesn't have anything. How much was that out there for that airport? At least. I don't know how many millions that was.
And again, there's no push. I mean, there is a slight advantage to the school districts, but hardly any.
No.
So
it's just when we do the paperwork.
If you'd rather wait, we can run it through the county commission. I've got three more.